All right. Well, welcome, my brothers and my sisters, in Jesus Christ. Welcome to 20 on 20. And today, we're just going to do a little time of prayer here at Faith Mix as well. even as people are praying all over the world, we just are grateful for a chance to get together and pray. So, just invite you to join, wherever you are and, you know, for us, you know, we are people that seek the Father in Jesus' name. And so accordingly, we're going to do that. So let's pray. Father God, right now, Lord, we just come before you in Jesus' name. Father, we come before you as your children. We come before you, Lord, as those that know you, Father, those that are called by your name and called in the earth at such a time as this. Lord, we thank you that we can come before you and that we can bring everything before your presence. We thank you that in your name things change. In Jesus' name things change. That is a name that has authority over everything. Even as there are so many in this world that seek power and seek position and seek authority and seek to do all manner of things, it is you, Lord God, that directs hearts. It is you, Lord God, that directs minds. It is you, Lord God, that directs intentions, volitions, the way that things are, Lord, and the way that things will be. You are the first, you are the last. Lord, you are the beginning and the end. You're the Alpha and the Omega. We just thank you. So, Lord, as your children, we come before you, and you said in your word to not be anxious about anything, but in all things with prayer and supplication to make our requests known unto you. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for the access that we have to your throne in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for the access, Lord, that we have before you, our Father, that we have been made righteous, Lord God, because of what Jesus Christ has done, and we have that ability, Lord, just to petition you for anything and everything, Lord God. So right now, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we come before you, Father, as a people. We come before you, Lord God, with others that are all over the world this day, Lord, praying, seeking you however they know how, however they know, Lord, to come to you. Lord, we come before you, Father, in the way that you have revealed unto us. We come before you in Jesus' name, and we pray. Lord, we pray, Lord, specifically this day, Father. Specifically, Lord God, around this issue, Father, of human trafficking, around this issue of modern-day slavery. Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would shine light, Father, into what's going on right now in this world. Lord, even as this is something that goes on in the darkness, this is something that goes on behind the scenes, this is something that goes on hidden. Father, we pray, Lord, this day, Lord, that exposure would happen. Lord, that light would happen, Father, that it would flood the darkness. Lord, that there would be a wave, Father, of light and truth that would flood through and reveal and expose, Lord God. Lord, you said in your word there is nothing that is done in the darkness that will not be revealed and exposed, Lord God. That which is whispered in the ear will be shouted from the rooftops. Father, that which has been done in secret, Lord, will be exposed in the light, Father. Lord, we pray, Father, that those that have done, Lord God, and gone this way, Lord, and that have enslaved others and have been part of that destruction of the souls of other people, Lord, that they would be revealed for what they are. And Lord, we pray, Father God, that you, Lord, would be merciful, Father. Lord, that you would bring both justice, but also, Father, mercy. Because, Lord, even for those that have done horrible things, Father, they themselves are enslaved as well. And we pray, Father, for their souls. Lord, that you would bring them back, bring them unto you, Father. Let them know that there's a way out of even their own bondage, of the damage they're doing to other people. Lord, we pray, Father, that this day that you would be merciful, Lord God, to the people, Father, that are trapped in bondage and in slavery around the world, Lord, And right now, it from what's known and from what's understood, that is around 36 million people around the world. Father, we pray, Father, for them, Lord, that you would strengthen them wherever they are. Lord, that you would let them know that they are not forgotten, that you, Lord God, would comfort them by your Spirit, and Lord, that you would make a way out for each and every one of them. Lord, that this would end. Father, in Jesus' name, make this stop. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Father, we pray right now, Lord God. We pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would break the businesses up, break up those chains, break up those networks. Lord, in Jesus' name, we just displace demonic powers and presences that keep people under that oppression. We break, in Jesus' name, right now, those chains of bondage that are there. We break right now those powers and those strongholds that the enemy has used over generations and generations and built up. We break them right now. And instead, Father, we ask, Lord, we ask, Father, that you would just dispatch, Father, your angels, Lord God, on behalf of this entire thing all over the world, Father. And Lord, we pray, Father, that you would fight for those, Lord, that cannot fight for themselves. Strengthen those, Lord God, that cannot strengthen themselves. Lift up, Lord, the heads of those that are the weakest and the most vulnerable, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would stir the hearts of leaders around the world to see an end, Lord, to this. Stir the hearts, Father God, of people all over the world, Lord, to see an end to this. Lord, stir the hearts, Father, of businessmen and businesswomen around the world, Lord, to see an end to this, to start using their skills and their abilities and their talents and their resource to see an end to this. Father, in Jesus' name right now, we pray, Father, for an end. Lord, even as, Lord, there is a change taking place in the age, a change taking place in time, a change taking place. Father, let that change, Lord God, bring forth your kingdom, Lord, your kingdom purposes. Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So, Lord, let your Spirit, Lord, sweep over this world and bring freedom, Father, to the captive, freedom to those that are in bondage, freedom to those, Lord God, that are held. Lord, we displace the darkness right now. In Jesus' name, we displace the darkness. Father, every attack of the enemy against those that are true workers, we just cancel them right now. We cancel every witchcraft spirit that works against light and truth. Everything that profits off of the destructions of the souls of others, we cancel those profits right now. We speak holes in those buckets, and all of them will bleed out. Nothing will be retained. Let corruption reign where corruption has been built. Let the whole thing fall apart and be corrupted from within and dissolve and disintegrate on itself, while light and truth flow, while freedom reigns true. Lord, we pray for law enforcement around the world. We pray, Lord, that the wheat and the tares would be separated. Father, that true law enforcement would rise up, that you would strengthen them to do the job, strengthen them to enforce justice and to protect the weak. Lord, we pray, Father, for the nonprofit organizations around the world that are working on this issue and are working tirelessly. We pray that you would encourage them, that you would raise up champions to work with them, that you would give them new ideas and new ways and new concepts to be part of that solution. We pray that you would break them out of their rut, and the same old way and solutions would come, that things would click, that things would flow. That things would flow in Jesus' name. There would be a flow right now in Jesus' name. Yes, sir. Father, right now, Lord, we pray. We pray for truth speakers. We pray, Lord, for those that would stand up with solutions, that they would be bold. Lord, we pray, Father God, for those that have identified so much with the problem that they have not been able to see solutions. We pray that you would take those scales off their eyes and that they would see solutions. Lord, we pray that you would destroy this thing at the very root. At the very root, Lord God. Lord, that it would not be people hacking away at branches and extensions of this problem and constantly picking up pieces, but that this would be destroyed at the root. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for those that you have raised up around the world, even at such a time as this, to be part of the solution. And we pray right now for them. Lord, that this would be on their heart, Father. But not as a burden, Lord God, that would be a crushing burden and a crushing weight, but just an understanding of a responsibility at such a time as this, as something that they are to be partners and partakers of at such a time as this, to do what you put on their heart to do at such a time as this. In a small way, in a big way, whatever it is, Lord God, raise up people to speak truth, to speak light, to speak your word, to be your hands, to be your feet, Father, in this world, to be your heart, to be an extension of your plan and purpose right now. Right now. Lord, we pray, Father, and we petition you again, Lord, once again, for an end, Lord God, to modern day slavery, for an end, Lord God, to human trafficking, for an end, Father God, of these things, of this wickedness, of this evil that has continued to destroy families, to continue to destroy souls, continue to destroy lives. Lord, we pray, Father, for justice. We pray, Father God, for justice for those that have been harmed and hurt by this. Lord, we pray that all of this would be uprooted and destroyed. And instead, Lord, that peace, Father God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, right now. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray, Father, right now, in Jesus' name. Strengthen, Lord, your people. Strengthen those that know you. Strengthen those that know to call on you. Strengthen those, Father, that have your Spirit. Give them understanding. Give them wisdom, Lord, on what they do. Protect them, Father. Lord, I speak right now confusion to the ranks of the enemy. Confusion to those that work with demonic powers. To those that work to destroy the lives of others. I speak confusion in their ranks right now. I speak blindness over their eyes, a withering of their efforts, a destruction to their plans and their schemes. I speak infighting within their own systems. And I pray right now, Lord, that those that are part of what you are doing would be strengthened to do your work at such a time as this. Father, we pray specifically also right now, Lord, in this country, for the United States. Lord, we pray, Father, in this nation, Lord, that you would raise up truth speakers and those that would reveal and show what's going on. Lord, we pray, Father, that this nation, that for so many years was a beacon of light and truth in the world, Lord, that you would raise it up, Lord God, at such a time as this, once again, to bring solutions and light and truth. Let it shine bright from this nation. Lord, let this issue be solved in this nation soon, Lord God, sooner than later. Lord, we pray for a turnaround, Lord, in this land. And that there would be healing in this land. Healing for the wrongs of the past. Healing, Lord God, for all that's taking place even this very day. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Lord, we also, Father, too, as your people, we repent, Father, on behalf of this nation. We repent, Father God, for the things that have happened in this land. We repent, Father God, for the mistakes that have taken place, for the compliance that people have had, for people that have not done what they've needed to do. Lord, we ask that you would forgive. Forgive us as a land. Forgive us as a nation, Father, for the mistakes that we have made, for the sins that we have committed, for the transgressions that we've made against you, Lord God, and against others. Father, you said in your word, Lord, you warned people about hurting a child. And you said it would be better if a millstone was tied around their neck and they were thrown and they drowned at the bottom of the sea, if they were thrown into the depths of the ocean, instead of hurting one of these little ones. And yet, Lord, in this nation, how many little ones have been hurt and harmed? Father, we pray. Lord, you are the only one that can restore this land from the evil and the injustice that's taken place. Lord, from the hurt and harm that's taken place, for the wrongs that have taken place, for the bloodshed that's taken place, all of it, Lord. Father, it's only you. So we pray that by your Spirit, Father, that you would restore this nation, that you would restore this land, that you, Lord God, would reveal. Lord, we pray, Father, that you would raise up leadership in this nation, that you would raise up leadership, Father, for this country, that would be mindful of these things. We pray, Father, for those that are working on all levels within communities and cities and states and this nation, Father, and all around the world. Lord, raise up those that have your heart. Lord, you can direct anyone's heart. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord's, and you, like a river of water, you direct it wherever you want it to go. Lord, direct, Father, the hearts of those that are in leadership to see an end, Father. To see an end, Lord God, to this slavery that's taking place all over the world and in this nation. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you that you are in control. We thank you for those that you are raising up. Lord, let each and every time that we pray, let it get louder and stronger. And Lord, we pray, Father, that each one of these surges, Father, every time, we pray, Lord, this day, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would answer and continue to encourage us, knowing that you have answered our prayers. We know, Lord, that you hear us. We know, Father, that you are with us. We know, Lord God, that your will is done. And as we pray in Jesus' name, and we trust you, Lord God, we know that we will see with our eyes and testify your will is done. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your people that are praying this day. Thank you, Father, for the chance to come before your throne and to seek your will. And as we've prayed, we trust and we know that you are in control. Bless, Father, your people. Strengthen them to do your will. Thank you, Father. We pray all these things, knowing, Lord, that you hear our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.